everyone. Welcome to this, my first audio podcast, done by the request of a friend, actually. But I thought, in case it was of interest to anyone else, I would make it public. And today I will be demonstrating a rowing machine, actually, which is quite accessible to people who are blind or visually impaired, who use a screen reader to access a computer. So this is the Concept 2 rowing machine in front of me. They are quite ubiquitous, so you will most likely find one at your local gym. And the monitor on the monitor arm of the machine has a USB port on the bottom, so anyone can just take a laptop in with a USB cable and connect up. And then run some rowing software on the laptop, which makes your rowing stroke data available to you. So I'm gonna connect the USB cable now and start
just do a few
strokes to give you a feel for what it will sound like. And I have scripted RowPro, so if anyone wants the scripts, I will make them freely available, so just give me a shout on Twitter, and we'll get it done. So I'll shut up now and just let you listen to what JAWS sounds like.
417. 354R18. 328. 306. 256R19.
So there are two numbers that are being regularly read out by JAWS. The first number is the pace per 500 meters. So if it reads 306, that means it's going to take me 3 minutes and 6 seconds to complete a 500 meter piece. The second value after the R is the number of strokes I am taking per minute. So if there's no change between strokes in either pace or strokes per minute, that data won't be read. So occasionally you'll just hear R21, which means your stroke rate's 21, your pace is the same as it was before. So the lower you can get this pace number, the harder you're working. So the harder you row, the lower that pace number goes. And RowPro can be set to all kinds of values in terms of what kind of rows to do.